Today, the man with a degree is taking over every central and significant activity in our society. As the cradle of our national leadership, the college is increasingly weighty and powerful. Never in the history of America have so many people spent so much money in search of talent.
That is Tom Edens, Jr., an alumnus of Arizona State, who has been studying the great hunt for educated talent that is now going on. How does this problem affect you? What does it mean for our college and university campuses? How is it related to our effort to avoid another depression? We'll hear more from Tom Edens in just a moment. Hello there, this is Jim Creisman, welcoming you to the Arizona Statesman. Listen as we invite you to establish or renew your friendship with Arizona State at Tempe. We're enjoying the greatest prosperity in our history. And I notice that Time magazine says this week, our net take-home pay has risen 20% in the last 10 years. We've never had it so good. And yet, I think that most of us are wondering how long the boom can continue. And here's a man who can help answer that question. He's Tom Edens, Jr., an alumnus of Arizona State and a Phoenix businessman. Tom, do you think we can avoid another depression?
Yes, Jim, I think we can. But there is a mighty big if connected with that answer, and it involves the great search for educated talent to keep our economy expanding and prosperous. The head of a great industry recently said, referring to the desperate search of people, our talent and training, the college graduates are being pursued, flattered, and fought over. We don't screen them. They screen us.
Well, I can see that our colleges and universities have a mighty big responsibility.
Yes. And as an alumnus, I am concerned about the big job these institutions have to do. Not only do they have to provide the answer to the great talent search of industry, but they have to do it in the face of growing enrollments, which will double in the United States in the next 10 or 12 years, and triple here in Arizona. Actually, Jim, our colleges have the answer to continued prosperity.
You mean that they will actually determine whether or not we can break the boom and bust pattern of our history?
Yes, I do. They hold the key.
Well, I certainly want to get your reasons for feeling that way, and first, I'd like to find out just a little bit more about you, Tom, and so I'm going to turn to a man who can speak objectively. Our alumni president, Haskell Henshaw of Tempe, can tell us about your qualifications for answering our questions.
Jim, Tom Edens is qualified to talk about higher education in Arizona. First of all, because he holds degrees from both Arizona State at Tempe and the University of Arizona. He served in the Phoenix Elementary School District at the administrative level for many years, and he has just been elected to the Board of Trustees for the California Western University in San Diego, a Methodist-sponsored institution. Tom is a representative of the Equitable Life Assurance Society in Phoenix. He's a past president of the Phoenix Kiwanis Club and is extremely active in civic affairs. Last May, Tom made a talk to the Yuma Kiwanis Club, and he called it Brain Power for Survival. This address was so timely in calling attention to the tremendous need for growth and development of higher education in Arizona, the Alumni Association had it printed in a booklet and has distributed it to the leading citizens in our state.
Well, is it possible for radio listeners to have a copy of this booklet?
Yes. Just drop a card or letter to the alumni office at Arizona State in Tempe and ask for it. The title is Arizona's Part in Brain Power for Survival. But if you just put brain power on your card, it will be sent to you.
Well, thank you very much, Haskell. And now I want to turn back to Tom. Now that we know he's qualified to give us our answers, Tom, you just told us that you think the college and university will play a big part in deciding whether our prosperity continues in America or whether we have another depression. And can you tell us why this is true?
Yes, very simple, Jim. We have had 12 years of post-World War II prosperity. It's 18 years since the last major depression, but everybody is uneasy and keeps looking over his shoulder at the boom and bust pattern of history. and wondering how long will this boom last. Some of our leading experts believe that the remedy for this pattern of reoccurring depression lies in the discovery and development of new products and new equipment, rather than producing more and more of the same old things. And for this discovery of new things, there is a terrific demand right now for scientists and engineers.
Well, do you have any figures on this?
Yes, Jim. The current issues of both the Saturday Review of Literature and Harper's Magazines are devoted almost entirely to this great search for educated talent and the tremendous need to find it. The figures are revealing. Nearly one-third of the employees of the General Electric Company are working on products not manufactured by the company in 1939. The Corning Glass Company received three-fourths of its income in 1955 from products it has developed since 1940. For business as a whole, perhaps as much as one-fifth of our current production is of products which are essentially post-war creations. Research and development have created whole new industries, such as air conditioning. The experts believe that depressions come when our capacity for production exceeds the demand for products, and that the answer is to produce new products and create new demands to raise our standards of living. This is exactly what our industry has been doing since World War II, and it is a reason we have never had such great prosperity.
Well, then that explains why the man with the degree, as you called him, is being sought after as never before.
That's right. Since the turn of the century, the population has nearly doubled.